Manu Patra alerts dated the 10th of October 2018. Supreme Court has expressed its wish to be apprised by the Government of India of the steps in the decision-making process followed in the controversial procurement of the 36 Rafael fighter jets from France. Supreme Court has taken note of the 3rd of October violence at Puri Jagannath Temple during a protest against the introduction of a queue system for devotees and said no policeman should enter the temple with weapons and shoes. Calcutta High Court has refused to interfere in the West Bengal government's decision to give 10,000 rupees each to 28,000 Durga Puja committees in the state. Supreme Court has sent three directors of the Amrapali Group to police custody, directing them to hand over all the documents of the 46 group companies to forensic auditors. Supreme Court has reiterated that in order to prove the offence of any public servant demanding and accepting illegal gratification, one has to necessarily prove the twin requirement of demand and acceptance of the bribe amount. Supreme Court has held that Clause C of Subsection 3 of Section 14 of Special Relief Act does not bar a developer from seeking specific performance of development agreement against the owner of the property. Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea seeking cancellation of Shashi Tharoor's anticipatory bail granted by a trial court in Sunand Pushkar death case. Delhi High Court has said that the Protection of Women from Domestic Violence Act can't be invoked in a live-in relationship if the man is already married. Delhi High Court has held that a public information officer cannot deny information under the Right to Information Act, 2005 on the ground that authentic information is available with another authority. Madras High Court has set a 48-hour ultimatum for more than 100 flower shops operating from Flower Bazaar near Broadway to shut permanently. Patna High Court has dismissed an anticipatory bail plea filed by former Bihar Minister Manju Verma, who is facing arrest in an Arms Act case. Punjab and Haryana High Court has held that mere fact that some teachers are drawing higher salary than the Deputy Commissioner and therefore cannot be directed by him to perform a duty does not hold any significance as the electoral officer is discharging constitutional duties. Kerala High Court has held that the district collectors should involve the Kerala High Court Advocates Associations, KHCA, while distributing the flood relief materials imported by the association. National Company Law Tribunal has admitted a petition to initiate corporate insolvency proceedings against Madhukon Projects Limited and appointed an interim resolution professional, RP. National Green Tribunal has ordered closure of industrial units running in non conforming residential areas of Rahimi and slapped a fine of 50,000 rupees each on the Delhi government and others for their defaults and inaction towards violation of rules. National Green Tribunal has restricted the height of buildings to 2 stories plus an attic to regulate construction in the Kasauli planning area. Authority for Advance Ruling, Kerala has ruled that input tax paid by a vehicle dealer on the purchase of motor car used for demonstration purpose of the customer can be availed as input tax credit on capital goods and set off against output tax payable under GST regime. Authority for Advance Ruling, GST Department, Kerala has ruled that supply of medicines and allied items provided by the hospital through the pharmacy to the patients is part of composite supply of healthcare treatment and hence not separately taxable.